will be crowned. The word goes around from father to son to son.
Well, hello and welcome to Father to Son, Kitchener-Waterloo's best independent music show. I'm Gary and she's Barb. I'm in a really good mood today. Really looking forward to the show today, Barb. Do you believe this is our ninth indie show?
I can hardly believe it.
It's hard to believe. We have, today on the show, we have tickets to give away to the Zuffalo Show in Cambridge next Saturday, April 29th. I have two tickets left. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about those later on. I'm really happy getting lots of feedback from the artists that we feature on the show. I love the one-on-one communication. It's so stimulating and engaging. Mm-hmm. And they get to tell us their inspiration behind the song. And that's something that you don't typically
yeah,
get that,
I like
right?
That, yeah.
So, yeah, we get the meanings behind the songs. We get anecdotes, for example, like, remember the myth-making anecdote?
Where he snuck into this room on the University of Calgary campus to play the piano, and that's where he wrote his album.
I can just picture Isaac sneaking in there and sitting down at the piano. Kind of reminds me of my friend Bill Donovan, who said he was a keyboard player, and he said one of the biggest thrills he ever had was going into St. Peter's Basilica, I think, in London, and playing the giant pipe organ there.
Cool.
It must be such a thrill for a musician to be able to, you know, go into a place like that, and I can just imagine. So this is the Father of the Son show, and the thing that I realized is that we've got father and we've got mother here, but people must be saying, "What? This is not the father to wife show. This is the father to son show. Where's the son? Where's the son? What'd you do with the son?"
Yeah.
And I think we should. It's only fair to our listeners that we give an update on Ben. Ben is our son. Mm-hmm. He is the original co-host. My co-host of this show, but why is he not here, Barb?
He's in exam mode right now, and he has an exam today. He's an exam on Monday, so he's like, you know, study.
Saying that he's in a very difficult program, a physics program at the University of Waterloo.
Math and physics,
yeah. Right? So, so it does keep him very busy. And like you say, he's in exam mode. He actually has an exam at 2 o'clock today, right?
Four.
At 4 o'clock today, he has an exam.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we just dropped him off at campus, and he's studying with his friends, getting ready for that. So yeah, so that's the explanation of why it's the father to son show, but you never hear the son. But I do have some good news. Some really good news because when exams come up, that also means that there's a break coming up, and he has promised that he is going to come in and do a show, the next show with us. So we're looking forward to that, and we're going to have him. We'll let him tell us about the program that he's in.
Yeah.
Right. And it's theoretical physics and math. So nothing gets more exciting than that, folks.
Wow.
But anyway, Barb, you know what? I know there's somebody out there somewhere right now who's saying, "Gary, shut the hell up and play some music."
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to say, welcome to the Father to Son Show on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM. I'm Gary, she's Barb.
And this is Pete, Henry, Adam, and Mike.
Beam me up, Scotty. Thank you. cape. You look great in that little black Parisian dress. Knocked me completely over in that little black Parisian dress. Girl next door to supermodel in that little black Parisian dress. Never seen anything so amazing. It got me thinking that I'm going crazy. I try not to let anything faze me. You did, you did, you did, you did. In that little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. And did my eyes pop out of my head? And did my heart jump out of my chest? Skip a beat, think my name's got heat. Ever see anything oh so sweet? Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. Everyone else in that little black Parisian dress. There's no stopping you in that little black Parisian dress. I'm a mess, I'm blown away. There's so much left to say. So life's so short, thrills are made. You did it. Buttons up the middle, and count them if you can. Do they unbutton? There's five or six of them. Fantastic, make me be beautiful. Did you, did you, did you, did you? Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. No stopping you. You can do anything. You can change the world. And that's power. Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress. Little black Parisian dress.
Charlie won't keep that. FYI.
I'm beginning to see the morning. I'm beginning to see some proof. I'm beginning to see the morning, the morning of truth.
Welcome back to Father to Son on CKMS Radio Waterloo 102.7 FM. Hey, how would you like to go see a great band? This coming Saturday, April 29th, Rhythm and Brews in Cambridge presents Zuffalo, performing Dark Side of the Moon in its entirety. Of course, celebrating 50 years of that classic album, plus an amazing set of original music with David Celia. Can't wait to see that show, Barb. Tell the folks how they can get free tickets.
They just need to email you.
That's right. And I've got two sets of tickets left. They've been so generous giving us all kinds of tickets for the show. I've got two tickets left. And I'm just going to say the next person that emails me at gary@radiowaterloo.ca, you got them. Okay. You don't want to miss that show. Okay. So we just heard Jeff Brett with I'm Beginning to See the Morning. Jeff is from Inverkip, Ontario, a local boy. That's so cool. We drive right by his house every time we every day. I mean, every day we come here. Oh, that lead guitar solo at the end.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is cool. Yeah.
So that featured Jeff Brett on guitar and vocals, Derek Higgins on lead guitar and vocals, Ryan Allen on bass guitar, and Corey Schmidt on drums and keyboards. That's an odd combination, drums and keyboards. You don't see that very often. That's pretty cool.
It is.
And before that, another great song by the Thames Rivieras. My homeboys, I guess you could say. My local homeboys, because I'm from London, Ontario, born in London, Ontario, born and raised, actually. But that was the Thames Rivieras from their 2022 album, What Not Jive. And that's Pete DeCoger and the boys.
Singing
and
a little black Parisian dress.
I love that song.
I love how that starts. It's so got this long progression. And the song is so textured and layered. And
yes, it is.
And his deep voice contrasting with the females' voices. Just just a great, great song.
Yeah. And incidentally, I also look great in a black Parisian dress. Just thought I'd let you know. But you know what? One thing I really loved about that song, which really stood out to me, was the hi-hat shuffle all the way through it. You know, it doesn't have the standard beat. It's got the chick all the way through it, which is so cool. And then, you know, I love the contrast between the voices because Pete's got this relatively simple narrative going about this girl, about this boy, actually, who falls in love with the girl next door, who happens to turn into a supermodel. But I love the contrast because, you know, then you hear those the backup singers, and then he's got his easygoing sounding kind of voice going in there. And yeah, and the other thing I liked about that song was the intro and the outro, you know, where he's beam me up, Scotty, and then at the end he says, oh, we probably won't keep that. It kind of reminded me of like the Let It Be album by the Beatles, you know, where there's all this studio talk going on. And they ended up cutting all that stuff out and putting out an album called Let It Be Naked. Remember? So maybe, Pete, if you know, I got a suggestion for you. How about you record the album What Not Jive naked? Just a suggestion. Anyway, great. Oh, and the falsetto at the end.
Yeah, that was
cool.
I'd like to hear more of that.
Yeah, Barb was thinking that'd make a great, like, if you singing all the way through like that would make a great song. So anyway, we're going to keep moving on here, and we've got another great artist, and this is the first time we've played this gentleman on our show, and we reached out to him, and his name's Elliot Zimmerman, and he's from Toronto, and I asked for, like I mentioned at the beginning of the show, I asked for an anecdote or something that he could tell me about the song. And the song that we've chosen to play today is a song called Little God. And Elliot tells me that this is a song about him pondering questions of God. And he says he grew up in the 60s and he sure has lots of questions, as we all do. There's so much going on in the world now that it doesn't seem right. I'm thinking now more than ever, he says. My song asks, what could be the reasons in a spiritual sense for all of this? What is the use if our hatred runs wild? What is the point in the death of a child? It sure feels like something's gone wrong, and it sure can leave us confused and in doubt. We must go on. We must believe. Have faith in life, and that it will all turn out right in the end.
One, two, one, two, three.
Hey, little God, what's the word? We're all just trying to call, crying for passion, for peace and for light. Hard to see through the smoke. Hey, little God, what's the buzz? Why won't you fix up this mess? From way down here, we just haven't a chance. Oh, is this your cosmic test? I know the story that keeps going round about your justice, your glory, and your love. But what is the point when our young have no food? What is the use if our air is no good? Could this be really the way that it should? I think something's gone wrong. Oh, yeah, something's gone wrong. Whoa, where do we go from here? I don't know. We find our way. I don't know how. Oh, what do we need to do? We must go on. We're all confused. We must confess. We have to choose. We must believe. We must believe. We must believe. God, what's the truth? I sure hope that you're there. You must admit we've good reason to doubt, and it fills us up with despair. Hey, little God, who hid our souls? I sure hope that you know. If you're not sure, they may never be found. And if they're lost, then y'all have to go. I know the story that keeps going round about your justice, your glory, and your love. But what is the point in the death of a child? What is the use if our hatred runs wild? Could this be really what you had on fire? I think something's gone wrong. Oh, yeah, something's gone wrong. Whoa, where do we go from here? But nowhere. How do we find our way? I don't know how. What do we need to do? We must go on. We're all confused. We must confess. We have to choose. We must be.
When the ball I can throw. just a god.
Welcome back to the Father to Son Indie Music Show. And what we just heard was the song God Complex, and the artist is Little Destroyer, and they're from Vancouver, BC.
Yeah, that's off their album entitled 1143. You know, Barb, I remember there was a time when most of our songs were from the 60s and 70s. This one's from 2022, mm-hmm. last year. Mm-hmm. How current can you get? Yeah, they're a three-piece trio. Hey, look up the word redundant in the dictionary, Gary. It says redundant. Okay, Ali Sheldon on vocals and two brothers, Chris Wise and Michael Wise.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I love that distorted voice sound in there. It's really cool. Okay, and before that, of course, we heard Elliot Zimmerman with his song, Little God, and that's off of the album In the Name of Love and More, also from 2022.
Yeah, cool.
You know, that album was recorded at Number 9 Audio Group in Toronto. That studio was established in 1981, and they've recorded people like David Clayton Thomas from Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Mm-hmm.
They did the live recording of Van Morrison at Massey Hall. They've recorded the Bare Naked Ladies, and even the Rolling Stones have rented their gear to do some recording when they were in town.
Nice.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah, I really love that stuff. And actually, looking forward to the next show, because Elliot has given us a suggestion for a song.
Oh, I'm excited. I can hardly wait.
Yeah, and given us, yeah, really, really talented, super talented guy. Oh, and I wanted to mention also lead guitar on that song was Marty Posen. So don't want to leave him out.
No.
So where are we going from here, Barb?
Well, from a lady we've heard in the past, Kate Bletchinger.
Yeah.
And the song is River Flowing Metamorphosis.
Okay, so Kate's from originally born in the prairies,
mm-hmm.
in Winnipeg. I think Winnipeg or Saskatchewan.
Saskatchewan,
was
it?
And she moved out west to Calgary, mm-hmm. right? And mm-hmm. where she enjoys being a music teacher and singing with some really great bands out there. So, Kate, we hope you're listening, and we hope you enjoy listening to your song as much as we do. This is River Flowing Metamorphosis by Kate Bletchinger.
Feel the river flowing, got the urge for going beyond the walls inside my weary mind. Familiar feelings hold me, caging and controlling. But bathed in sunlight, my fears may divide. I can hear how the wind calls my name. It's time to leave behind these old wounds. Feeble roots I outgrew, I rearranged and ever undermined. Your romance with this moment creates a world wide open, where I'm free to bloom as a soul I'm confined. I can hear how the wind calls my name. It's time to leave behind these old wounds and finally test my
fettered by
splashes in the river, my eyes through the sky. Unfurling petals reveal a beauty grown within. I'm like a river rolling forward on a journey with no end. I can hear how the wind calls my name. It's time to leave behind these old wounds and finally test my
yeah, all that.
Welcome back to Father to Son. You know, CKMS receives dozens and dozens of CDs as well as electronic submissions of independent music each week. And it is our mission here at Father to Son to bring that fresh sound to you, our loyal listeners. If you hear an artist or a band on the show that you really enjoy, let me know. If you are part of a band or musical project of some kind and would like to receive some airplay, contact me at gary@radiowaterloo.ca and I will personally make sure that your music gets played on the air on the Father to Son show on CKMS 102.7 FM, Radio Waterloo. That was the heavy folk sound of Warren Funk and his, I'm going to say his alter ego.
I guess.
The Dirty Beat.
The Dirty Beat. Originally, we thought this was a band with multiple musicians.
We did. We made that. I mean, it sounds so great.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it's hard to believe that this is a solo project.
Right, I know. It's
obviously
awesome.
Warren is an amazing multi-instrumentalist to put all this stuff together. And he's also extremely talented writer. And he has produced a magazine called The Dirty Beat Quarter. And volume one is now available called A Coward's Confession.
I'm intrigued.
And we'll be receiving a copy of that shortly, and we will be reading some of that on the air because I, as well, am very intrigued. So we're looking forward to that. But if you want to follow this band or get a copy of the Dirty Beat Quarter yourself, just go to their website. Just go to Google and type in The Dirty Beat, and you can get in touch with Warren Funk, and he'll be happy to set you up with his first edition, volume one of The Dirty Beat Quarter. Yeah, I love that song. Just love that song, yeah. Love that sound. Yeah. I'm not sure if we said the name of the song. It's called The Wages of Sin. Did we say that?
I can't remember. I can't remember.
It almost seems like we've got kind of a religious theme going here, doesn't it? With the God song, Little God and God Complex, and now Wages of Sin.
Mm-hmm.
And just great, great, great stuff. And before we heard The Wages of Sin, we heard from
Kate Bletchinger with River Flowing Metamorphosis.
Now, I don't know how this got in here because this is quite old music. It's from 2018.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck's going on? Come on, Kate. You got to send us something new. No, just joking. Just because of we were pointing out all the other stuff from 2022. But she's, as we mentioned, she's born on the prairies. And you can really hear that Joni Mitchell influence, can't
for
you?
Sure. What a lovely voice. Her voice is just lovely.
And was that at the end, she's doing like that improvisation, jazz improvisation. Mm-hmm. Is that what they call scat vocals or something like that? Yes.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can really hear that jazzy Joni Mitchell influence. And she admitted, Joni Mitchell is admittedly Kate Bletchinger's idol, musical idol.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to mention Mallory Chipman on backing vocals there. So very good job. Excellent job. And, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from a music teacher. Okay, so we're moving on. Oh, by the way, Barb, do you happen to know what time it is?
I think it's that time where we have to listen to something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's time for Barb's Best. But first, as always, we have to listen to this.
You've heard the best, now here's the rest.
Hey, it's time for
Barbie's Best.
Yeah, that's of course Ben.
Yeah, Benny Boy.
Benny Boy did that little promo for us.
Mm-hmm.
What do you got for us today, Barb?
I have. We've heard we've played this group before, Church of Trees, and the song is World's a Bitch.
World's a Bitch.
Yep.
And what's that one about?
Well, it's about those, you know, how for over 2 years we were locked down, isolated. We got grumpy. We got yelled and screamed at.
I think I remember that. I think I remember something like that, although I have to admit I was very drunk at the time.
Weren't we all?
You notice, and I like to keep mentioning this, when we talk about the pandemic, I notice everything was closed except the liquor stores.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so tell us more.
So it's off their album Pause from 2021.
Okay.
And they're located in Ottawa, Ontario.
They're from Ottawa.
And the members are Bernard Fraser, Allison Stanton, and Tara Hope. And there's a guest vocalist on this song.
Do you think we should wait and not say it. If people can guess?
Yeah.
There's a guest vocalist on this song.
Yeah.
And we're going to play it now. And so this is a song about the pandemic and how frustrating it was for people.
Right.
Mask on, mask off.
Walk this way, walk that way.
Stand 6 feet away from each other. And every cashier in the world became empowered.
Oh, of course.
Sir, please stand back 6 feet behind the cash register. Yeah, okay. Anyway, yeah, it was. It's fun to talk about now. It wasn't that fun at the time. Yeah. And these guys are going to give you a little bit of their thoughts about the pandemic. So this is
World's a Bitch
by Church of Trees on Father to Son.
So constipating, my eyes keep dilating. No fun even masturbating in the safe zone. Wash those hands.
Wash those hands.
Be patient, a mask on and raving,
Oh, yeah. Can't take much more before I spit. I love that. Love that. Of course, that was Carol Pope, formerly of Rough Trade, that we were teasing you with. Mm-hmm. She was the guest vocalist on that song. Great, great song. And
oh,
it
I
brings
like it. It's so great. It's just, I just love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's exactly how I felt.
I love the way it starts. This effed up world's a bitch. And I'm going to bet that when they do that live, they don't say effed up.
Yeah.
Love to see that. So, yeah, a couple things from that song. Be Patient, 6 Feet, of course, referring to the distance that we were supposed to stay away from each other. And then Mask On, Mask Off.
Right,
and just expressing the general frustration of the whole thing that happened to us. So, yeah, great. Thanks a lot for bringing that song, Barb. So, just want to mention again that Zuffalo are playing at Rhythm and Brews in Cambridge,
yes,
right?
Saturday, April 29th.
Yeah, and you can get tickets to that show just by sending me an email to gary@radiowaterloo.ca, and I'll be happy to put you on the guest list for that show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I guess it would only be fair if we've been talking about Zuffalo all day long. Mm-hmm. We should play a Zuffalo song, shouldn't we?
Sure, we should.
Okay, so we're going to do that. And I think this is pretty much going to take us to the end of the show here.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to say thank you so much for listening, to everybody. And behalf of the programmers and all the hardworking volunteers who helped to keep this great radio station on the air, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your support. But most of all, thank you for your ongoing dedication to community commercial-free radio. Just a reminder that Father to Son can be heard every Saturday at noon and Wednesdays at 9 p.m., just before Requiem for Rock, the smartest show on radio. Barb, thanks a lot for coming in and sitting in for Ben.
It was
and
fun.
Next time, Ben will be sitting there across from me, and I'm really looking forward to that. And with that in mind, I just want to say all the best from Father to Son. Do not forget to hug your kids and tell them how much you love them.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important, okay? So we're going to leave here with the song Flowering Rush by Zuffalo. If you want to see this band, send me a quick email, gary@radiowaterloo.ca. Barb, anything else before we go?
No.
Okay.
Say bye.
Just say goodbye. Thanks a lot for listening and enjoy this band. They're playing next Saturday night at Rhythm and Brews in Cambridge. We'll be there and we hope you will be too.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. This is Gary.
This is Barb.
Goodbye now.
Yeah. Sue up in the zoo.